morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. We got a very informative show today and a great show. I can't think of many people in my age group that don't know about Alzheimer's. And I know we have had it in our own family. And we're trying to raise money. There's a walk about all, but we're going to talk to you about Alzheimer's too, because it's really something that's taking place now, right in front of us. A lot of people are in various stages of Alzheimer's, beginning stage, end stage, whatever. I don't know the official terms. But I watched my a relative of mine and my wife's go through mild, what seemed like she was just forgetting things, to she didn't know who we were. So we're having a march, a walk, they call it, for Alzheimer's. And these ladies here, they'll introduce themselves. They both have hair, and you probably notice I don't. Gammy, you got to do something with that beautiful hair of yours. Save me the links. I'm going to weave a wig next winter. So without further ado, please pay attention, because you never know. You really don't. My wife's relative was super smart and always engaged and always doing things and traveling. And then all of a sudden she started forgetting her keys. And then it was kind of just downhill from there. So without further ado, Ginny O'Leary, Dr. Ginny O'Leary, and Yami Rivera Diaz. My Spanish is what it used to be. Oh, wait a minute. My Spanish, it never was, but thank you. But and you're wonderful to do this. I appreciate you coming on. Ladies, it's your show.
Ginny, you want to go first? Sorry, my cat is, he wants to be famous.
Well, that's fine. Oh. Listen, a lot of cats have started here.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Virginia Ginny O'Leary. I am on the committee, the Berkshire Committee to End Alzheimer's, which is why I'm here today. I, too, have lived experience in my family with the many forms of this dread disease. I grew up in Pittsfield, I guess I should tell you that. I went away for decades and I came back, and I'm here now. I am caretaker for my partner. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. But from my perspective, there has never been a more important time to raise funds for research into the diagnosis, treatment, and ultimately cure of one of the 120 forms of dementia. We're all familiar with 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's is the most common. And given my introduction, you can tell that I'm a retired college professor, because when I know something, I want to share it.
And you know, that's one of the great things about Ginny O'Leary. I've known her now for several years. You've seen her on this program for a variety of reasons. But we need to know more about Alzheimer's. And we need, rather than be afraid of it, and because so many people my age, if they forgot where they left their car keys, they go into 100% panic. Am I getting Alzheimer's? Am I got dementia? No, dude, you forgot your keys. You know what I mean? But that's why I think this show is important. Pittsfield and Berkshire County, we're kind of an aging community, and we're all susceptible. I mean, nobody's immune. You can eat kale or what? Why would you do that? But you could if you want to. It won't prevent you from getting it, that I know of. But Jamie, how about you? What's your connection with this wonderful lady in this organization?
So I'm Yami, and I'm the walk
Yeah.
manager for the Berkshire County Walk to End Alzheimer's. And when I was younger, my grandfather had very bad dementia, and my parents had made the decision to let him live with us for a little while. We were really young, and we had there were five of us, so we were kind of a bit to handle.
Yeah.
And so living with him at first, like my grandfather was the kindest man in the world. He was the type that would pick up little like insects, or like we lived in Puerto Rico, so the little lizards and chases around the house to be funny. And in his later years, he became very aggressive and just wasn't himself. And so watching that happen firsthand was, it's sad for someone to watch, and it's sad for someone to see. And we were young, and we weren't able to put two and two together and say, you know, this isn't him, it's his diagnosis, it's his disease. But growing up as an adult, my background has been in research, and specifically for Alzheimer's. And so now I'm making the change and raising money for this incredible cause, and trying to grow awareness as well as funds for research, care, and support.
As a grandfather, I will tell you this. Your grandfather's very proud of you, what you're doing. That's how I
Thank
wish to
you.
have it. Again, folks, I know I repeat myself. It's not that I have dementia or Alzheimer's yet, but I will tell you, no one's immune from this disease. That's why we have to get the money. We have to get the money. Jenny will tell you, I've been involved with having the people on the show from Alzheimer's for probably 5, 6 years now, only because I believe in what they're doing. And I believe that it could be me next. And I would like somebody like Yami, I'm sorry, sweetheart. There's nothing left. It's one of my friends said to me, I think your brain is oatmeal now. But anyhow, we have to get money to solve this. We have to find out what's the cause. And then what will be the treatments? And for those people today that have it, support. I mean, I can tell you what it did to our family. It was probably one of the most difficult things that we've had to face and deal with in our marriage. And I've been married 54 years, so that's what I'm saying. Jenny, you're living it now. But before we go down that road, Virginia O'Leary, and not connected with Alzheimer's, but I think it's important you know about this, has a meet and greet coffee hour. We want it at the senior center. Would you just give us the time and the dates for that? Because I bumped into somebody who goes to it, and they told me how helpful it's been to them.
Well, another caregiver and I were attending a support group at the Council on Aging in Adams, and we were complaining bitterly about the fact that there was not a single memory cafe
Wow. Yeah.
in Western Massachusetts. And as your audience knows, we often hear complain in Western Massachusetts about being the forgotten ones. There are many memory cafes in the greater Boston area in the eastern part of the state. So we complained in March, and in April, this group met once a month. We started to complain again, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and we said, let's do it. And it has now been going on for 14, coming up on 15 months. It is a the Berkshire Memory Cafe. It meets every third Wednesday of the month at the Senior Center. And it is not under the aegis of the Alzheimer's Organization. Rather, it is something different. It is part of an international movement, which was begun in 1997 by I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, a Dutch psychiatrist who had patients who had memory issues, and they were working on acceptance and understanding. And one day he thought, it can't just be about the disease. There must be joy. Joy for caretakers and their loved ones who are living with the disease. He founded memory cafes, and they're now all over the world. And right here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, what we do is we spend 2 hours a month, caregivers and their loved ones, sharing laughter, sharing activities, whether they be sing-alongs or an art project, and sharing joy. And it's a wonderful experience for both caregivers who are feeling isolated and not connected, and for their loved ones who like to socialize, of course, and to have fun. And there's always a delicious snack or two to be had. Ice cream is one of the big favorites.
Well, you got me hooked. If it's free food, I'm there, you know. You don't mind if I bring my Tupperware because things have been tight lately. But and folks, and these ladies can address it more. It can really tax a family because it's not in Yemi said it better than anybody. It wasn't her grandfather. It was the disease. How many of us have seen that? All of a sudden, this loving, wonderful, beautiful person turns into a monster. But it's not them. I'll give you a quick story of my own. I went to see a friend of mine who, I don't know if he has Alzheimer's or dementia, but I could tell he didn't know me from the man in the moon. And we had a civil conversation. Then, as I was leaving, he blurted out, "Billy!" So it came into his mind who I was as I was leaving. And again, I can't stress this enough because recently I heard somebody was so upset with diagnosed Alzheimer's. Folks, it's your loved one and their physical loved one. The disease may have taken over the loving they know for you. Is that fair to say? You ladies are involved with it.
Well, it's a progressive disease.
Right.
And for every person who is diagnosed, and that would be about 138,000 people living in Massachusetts right now. And my guess is that an additional 50% have not been diagnosed, may well be living alone with no one to assist them, and have no idea what is wrong.
Yep.
So, and in addition, there are, some 250 caregivers, most of them unpaid family members, trying to help people who have been diagnosed. One in three of us, this is a true fact, one in three of us will have some form of dementia by the time we are 85.
Well, that's reality.
That's
And that's
real.
why we have to get this walk. Pretty soon, folks, get your pencil and paper out because we're going to tell you several times. It's a new star in the program here. I'll make that cat famous. But we have to find a cure for this. We first of all have to find out what a cure, but we have to find out what causes it. How did we get this? And then if as it evolves, what are we doing for the people that already have it? Let's, like Ginny just said, so many of them are at home being taken care of by family. And I will tell you, that's not an easy road to hoe because there's a friend of mine who I thought the world of. He got it, and his poor wife, he was up walking around at night. He would get dressed in his uniform. He was a servant, public servant. Get dressed in his uniform at 3 in the morning and start heading out the door. So she wasn't sleeping. He wasn't sleeping. And I see them both shaking their heads. This is not a new story to them, but it is to some of you, especially some of you younger folks, who have parents that are getting up there or grandparents that are getting up there. Let's get a cure as soon as we can. Let's find out what causes it and then take steps to prevent it. And the only way we're going to do that is through the Alzheimer's walk. And they're going to tell you all about the walk, when it's going to be, how long you got to wait, like do what I do. I walk, everybody leaves, I walk, turn around and come back. But they keep walking, they're going somewhere, but it's too far. But anyhow, I'm an old man. But please, ladies, please tell us more about the walk.
Yummy,
So
please. This year's walk is going to be on October 18th, Saturday, October 18th, at the Adams Visitor Center. Registration begins at around 8:30, and we have a beautiful ceremony where we honor those that we've lost, those that we're caring for, and anyone impacted, like at a ceremony, and then we all go out for our walk. We're hoping to raise a little, I mean, we're hoping to raise more, but our goal this year is $79,000, and we're gonna have over
that's
300
reasonable.
people at this walk, so
Yeah.
it's gonna be a great event.
And if you can't walk, or if you can't be available that day, they're going to tell you where you can send a check. It doesn't have to be a lot. Every dime, every dollar, every $5 adds up. And some people I know want to do it and they can't do it anymore. But they want to be part of the contribution. They want to be part of the cure. So, where would they send the check to?
So you can go online and either make an online donation or sign up to form a team or to sign up to walk or volunteer at act.alz.org/Berkshire, and that'll take you directly to the Berkshire County page. If you're looking for any additional resources, that is also a fantastic place to find resources. If you're struggling with dementia yourself, have a loved one who's struggling with dementia, or just want to learn a little bit more, it's an incredible resource and tool to have just for anything. And in terms of checks, I'm not sure of the exact mailing address, but also on that website, it'll tell you a mailing address to send
Okay.
any physical checks that you need as well.
Good. Good. And because there's so many people today of this age group still use checks. ATM cards are like, what are they? So, as we, you, Jenny, you've been in, it's part of your life now. That's fair to say.
That is very fair to say, yes.
Yeah. How do have you adapted, adjusted, whatever the proper word?
Well, it's the hardest thing I have ever done in my life.
Oh, I'll bet.
And because it's a progressive disease, the challenges shift over time. So some of the things that I found challenging in the beginning later on seemed almost laughable and no big deal given the
Yeah.
challenges that I continue to confront.
Yeah.
And every day is different. Every person with some form of dementia is different. The trajectory of this progressive disease differs on a case-by-case basis. If you've seen one case, you've seen one case. You are not an authority. So if you're tempted, or if you've read one book written by a caretaker or someone who has lived personal experience with the disease, you have read about one perspective.
Yeah.
And it's really important, in my view, to understand that. And there's nothing linear about this disease for most people.
Oh.
Yes, it's progressive and it progresses from mild cognitive impairment to stage one of Alzheimer's or some other dementia diagnosis. And by the way, dementia is the umbrella term.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
And Alzheimer's is the most common diagnostic category, but not the only form of dementia. And that's important to understand as well. And it is an equal opportunity disease.
Yep.
Because it has no respect for education,
No.
health status, racial and ethnic identity, although there are some different statistics in terms of frequency, depending on the demographic group into
Right.
which you or a loved one may fall. But when I so many times I hear people say, oh, this is so terrible because so and so was brilliant. Well, that really doesn't matter
No.
whether you were brilliant. Or, and research has shown us that those who have Down syndrome are more likely, as they age, to develop dementia. There are numerous contributing factors, and there is no silver bullet. So when we talk about finding a cure, it's not just
Right.
finding that silver bullet.
Right.
It may be genetic. That's true for a portion of people who develop dementia. It may be exposure to environmental chemicals of sundry kinds. There are so many factors, and it may be a combination of these things. In the particular case that I am personally involved in, my partner's mother, his sister, 3 years younger,
Wow. Wow.
and very possibly his younger brother, 9 years younger, who died of pancreatic cancer before it was clear
Yeah.
whether or not he was also suffering from one or another form of dementia. And it was my partner's greatest fear. He
Sure.
was his mother's caretaker.
Yeah.
And every time he forgot anything, a
Yeah.
name, et cetera, he kind of panicked. And it has regretfully come to pass that he too is affected. But it's not genetic in the majority of cases. It's something else. I think the estimate is about maybe 20%
Well,
can be traced predominantly to genetic factors. And there are a lot of things that one can do if one has been diagnosed to live one's best life with the disease. And that is something that the Alzheimer's Association promotes very actively and effectively. Eating the MIND diet, which actually, Bill, includes kale, but not
oh.
exclusively. No, just
Hey.
any leafy green vegetable,
Yeah. I
olive
like those.
oil, fatty fish. There are a variety of things that you, of dietary things that you can do, cutting way down on sugar, cutting way down on wheat products, and certainly processed foods.
Wow.
All of those things are helpful,
Yeah.
but they are not cures.
Right. Where could people get that diet? Can they go online and download it or look to get
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's called the MIND Diet, MIND.
I got one of
Just
those.
good. Just Google it and it
Okay.
will come up. You
Well,
know, forget butter. It's a lot like the Mediterranean diet with some extras. Berries, blueberries, raspberries, any dark berry is also very good because of the added antioxidants contained. So there
well, you know, I didn't mean to cut you off. Again, for the listeners and the viewers, we're trying to give you some pathways, but we want to get you to the walk. And if you can't get to the walk, we want to get you to contribute. Because right now there's a big kerfuffle about who's going to fund research and blah, blah, blah. Right now, and again, it's my personal opinion. Right now, we can't be throwing research away. There's too many diseases, and we don't know what causes them. I mean, we have suppositions, suspicions, but what Dr. O'Leary is saying in Virginia is you can help yourself out too. It's not, we're not promising you're not going to get it, but it's certainly better than, of course, I'll have to, when this hangs up, I will have to go in front of my mother's picture and apologize for Dr. O'Leary condemning butter because my mother, well, we had butter on everything. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. Much more to learn, much more to do. And please, again, please, 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 as soon as we come back, we're going to give you the dates and the space, all about the walk. And it's a fun time, too. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying, anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I'm here today. I'm very pleased to have Dr. Virginia O'Leary, retired professor emeritus from Auburn. And I'm going to mess it up again. Yami Daz, she is from the Alzheimer's. Pretty good?
Yeah.
I got it written here. I've been practicing. She's from the Alzheimer's Association of Western Mass. We got a big walk coming up, a big walk. And why is it big? Well, there'll be a lot of people there for one. We need to raise some money for two. We need research. We need money to help people who are trying to be caregivers to people with this disease. And so whatever you can do, even if you write a check, even if you write a check, it will help out in a million ways. It really will. And I applaud you for watching this program. We are an aging community. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to say yes, and I'm one of them. But
me too.
Yeah, yeah. The statistics, you know, are kind of scary, but we are an aging community. Excuse me. We do know people with Alzheimer's. Well, I've had family members. One of our cousins' husband had Lewy body dementia. Virginia or Yami will get into that. He was a wonderful guy. And all of a sudden, and it wasn't him. And that's the only point I'm going to bring to this discussion. Never get mad at anybody who has dementia or Alzheimer's. It's not them. It's the disease. I know they may say hurtful things. We've been through that. But again, take the person you knew before the disease. That's the person you know and love. The person now could be captured by the disease. And so let's talk about the walk, because it's something I think a lot of people do. They walk. Yeah. How amazing.
And it is so uplifting.
Yeah.
To join with hundreds of other people whether it is in Adams on the 18th of October this year, 10,000 people are expected in the walk in Boston.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
There will be 600 walks.
Wow.
All over the United States this fall, wow. All of them with the purpose of raising funds to support people living with dementia, people caring for people living with dementia, and people who want to become educated about dementia, you can call the Alzheimer's 800 number anytime, 24/7.
Yeah, that's very important.
Somebody is always there to answer, whether you are a junior high school student, trying to finish up a paper on dementia, or you are a caregiver who is at her or his or their wit's end dealing at home with a loved one who has suddenly become very aggressive. Whatever your question, there is somebody who is going to pick up that phone, who is going to refer your questions, if that's appropriate, to a licensed expert, a social worker, who will get back to you with an action plan very, very quickly.
Oh, cool. That's great.
They are there for each of us in as many ways as we might need them.
And just for the people that are tuning in, we are a morning show, so there's people coming in and people going out, people couldn't get on the bus. Dr. Virginia O'Leary, she's living this. This isn't just a program for her. She's living this. Her partner has come down with it. I knew him. He was a great guy. He's still a great guy. We can't judge again. And I know I repeat myself, but that's okay, because when you get to be my age, you're going to repeat yourself too. It's not the person. It's not the person. And I say this because so many people have said to me, well, you know, I'm not going to visit him anymore. He said some nasty things to me or whatever. All I'm telling you is it's not him. That's the disease. And that to me is the most heinous part of this disease. It takes that person's personality and it turns them into somebody you may not even recognize.
But I really want to underscore that there are often, for a very long time, somebody can be nasty and aggressive at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And you will, at 10:30, turn to you, thank you for visiting, call you by name, Billy. reach out to take your hand. It changes. It can change hour to hour, moment to moment.
Yeah. But it's, I guess the point I want to drive home again, it's the disease.
It's the disease.
The person's not changing. The disease is changing the person.
And
is that a good analogy?
No, that's an excellent way to think about it. And the kinds of changes are dependent on where in the brain, what areas of the brain are affected first, second, overtime, etc. A number of the audience are probably familiar with the brouhaha that has occurred around this new book written by Bruce Willis's second wife. And he was diagnosed at the age of 70 with frontal temporal dementia. It's relatively rare compared to the larger category Alzheimer's, but he has aphasia and he has lost language. And she has written a book which is currently number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list.
Wow.
About her journey.
Oh.
And in the beginning, she thought that their marriage was crumbling because of some personality changes. And she was very frightened by that.
Sure.
Because as a second wife, she is younger than Bruce Willis. And they share 2 young daughters who were, I believe, 8 and 11 at the time of his diagnosis. And now a couple of years have passed, so they're a bit older. He also has 3 adult daughters from his first marriage. And they and his former wife, everyone has come together to support
the
family.
Yeah.
But there's been a big pushback to her about both the book and some television interviews she has done, because with 2 young daughters in the house who are active and noisy and want to have sleepovers and giggle and dance. And one of the things that makes her husband particularly uncomfortable is noise and commotion.
Yeah.
She decided that it was in the family's best interest and his best interest to buy a home in the neighborhood and to move all on one floor, which the family home is not. Pardon me. And he has 24-hour care.
Wow.
And she has breakfast and dinner with him every day. It's just a matter of walking down the street. And his surroundings are more calm.
Well, that makes
which
sense.
Which is something that he needed. And yet, the accusations that she has abandoned him just made my hair stand on end, because you cannot know until you have had lived experience what is best for you, for the family. It depends on circumstance. And of course, not all of us, regardless, could purchase a home in the same neighborhood on one floor. I mean, he's a wealthy man because of his profession. But it's really important not to be judgmental until you know the whole story. And I applaud her bravery for writing and talking about her lived experience. And she did it to give comfort to caregivers faced with having to make different sorts of decisions so that their loved ones are safe and so they are safe.
And again, to the audience, to the listening audience, there's a variety of, it's the big diagnosis is either what, dementia or Alzheimer's, but there's like you just said, the front of the brain, some people have it. It's where it's affected will kind of dictate how you'll act and how you'll be. Like I said, we Lewy body dementia, I guess, is one of the real bad ones for people acting out and becoming aggressive. And again, I repeat myself, it's not them. It is the disease. We're having a walk on October 18th. Well, they're having a walk. I'm riding. But they're having a walk. It's going to start. Yemi, go ahead and tell us about it again, please.
So the walk is going to be on Saturday, October 18th, and it's going to be at the Adams Visitor Center. And we're going to be walking down maybe like a mile or so down the trail there, and then turning around and coming right back. So registration begins at 8:30 in the morning, and it's followed at 9:30. We do have an incredible Promise Garden ceremony where we have representatives from the community come on stage, as well as a speaking program. And then we all together walk out to do the walk.
And you know, folks, don't, it's not a marathon run. If you want to take your time and stroll down the street, take your time and stroll down the street. Because the goal is to raise money and to have fun. The goal is to raise money and to have fun. It's an awful disease. Nobody's saying that. But this walk is to bring people together, to raise money, to do the research. What causes this damn disease? How can we prevent it? And I can't encourage you enough to just show up and go. You know, I plan on being there because I haven't missed many. And we had them used to do it starting in Pittsfield. And then I think was the last one up there, right? We started.
Yes.
Yeah. And somebody said, we got to walk to Pittsfield. And I said, yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. You're lucky I can walk to the, where you can't see me. But and again, bring your kiddos. It's good exercise for them. It's good to see their mom and dad or grandma and grandpa being taking care of charity. We don't have enough of it today. We have a lot of criticism, accusations, and meanness. But I would prefer to be on the other side of that coin and say, listen, I did something nice for somebody today. It made me feel good and it helped them out. And too often in today's day and age, it's about me and what I want. And what you can make it that way and say about me, I don't want to get Alzheimer's, so I'm going to contribute to curing it. You know, and like Jenny's living it. I've lived it. Yami's lived it. You never forget it. You never forget the person. And the hurt seems to just, the hurtful things seem to vanish as you think of the person. And it you're looking at me and saying, and I'm looking at you saying, it could be you, it could be me. Nobody knows, you know.
It's true.
For whom the bell tolls, I guess, is a favorite. And the bell in this case And the other piece, before we run out of time, I want to bring it out because I know there's people out there dealing with people with dementia, people with Alzheimer's, whatever, old age. I remember when I was a kid, we had a lady in the neighborhood. They said she was senile. Yeah, and she would get out the back door, and we'd all the kids would have to go looking for her. Thinking back on it, it wasn't that bad a deal because it sensitized us to an older person who was really a wonderful person but lost in their own mind. So I do have to say this too. Let me do this one, Ginny, and then you can talk about the cafe, because I think people are out there, if you're taking care, not that cafe, the people, there are people out there, and I know there are, watching this and listening to this program, who could really take advantage of that Wednesday afternoon at the senior center just as a respite. Also, the senior center has a day program for people just like that. And I know my friend that I told you was up putting on his uniform, walking around the house, getting ready. He went and his wife said he would come home from that so happy. I'll give Ginny a minute to do that. But before I do, on September 27th, which, by the way, you've missed it, but there was a reception from 3 to 5. But the more important thing is from the 27th to the October 4th, you missed that too. But there was a thing at Kimball Farms, and I want to thank Kimball Farms for doing it. Art for Alzheimer's, and it was local artists contributing to that. So you're going to make a little check out or put on a credit. There was their talent. They gave up their talent to write, and it's. I plan on going, or I will have been. To me, when people do that, when they dedicate something they've created to be auctioned off or priced off or whatever, that's a commitment to the organization. Ginny, how about the cafe there?
That is what community support is all about.
Exactly.
And the Memory Cafe, the Berkshire Memory Cafe, is an effort to provide community support, as is the supportive day program. And I had to smile when you said that your friend's spouse said that when he was involved in the supportive day program, he came home happy.
Yeah.
They call it the Happy Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
go ahead.
And they're trained people, the ratio of participants to staff is a little low right now, but it has been in the past adequate to allow anyone participating who is struggling in a particular hour to be pulled aside one-on-one and soothed and returned to the group.
Isn't that great?
And that is so important, excuse me, because sometimes these episodes of aggression or outbursts don't last very long, but it takes soothing right on the part of someone who understands where it's coming from. It is the disease speaking to be able to settle people down without disrupting the ongoing activities in the group. There are other supportive daycare programs in Berkshire County. You can find resources by going to Alzheimer's, ALZ.org, / Yami, you'll have to help me. I don't have it in front of me. New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and it'll bring up the local resources, and you just then plug in where you are. You know, 01201, if it's Pittsfield, yeah, for example, and it will give you a list of support groups, et cetera, et cetera. The Memory Cafe meets every third Wednesday of each month, and talking about sharing a talent, there's always entertainment. And if there's someone out there who loves to play the guitar for sing-alongs, or plays the keyboard, or is a crafter who can think of activities that are simple but fun. And a couple of months ago, we played cornhole.
Oh, wow. There you
as
go.
The entertainment, with only one panel. And I was the entertainment because I have a terrible aim. And I said, can I just stand at the end of the board and drop this beanbag in? And they wouldn't let me do it. So they laughed when I missed, and then I missed again, and they laughed again. So, but we had a great time.
And
laughter is curative, not in the ultimate sense, but it helps so much.
And again, October 18th, Yami?
October 18th at the Adams Visitor Center from 8:30 to about, I'm expecting about noon. Ginny, is that a,
that's,
is that a good estimate to best off your past?
Yes.
Yeah. If you can go, go. If you can't, go on the website, and Yami will give that to you again. There's a little icon there for just point your phone at it, and it should tell you everything you need to know. That's what they told me. Anyhow, I'm not a – believe me, if it wasn't for the guys and gals at the station back there on Federico Drive, we wouldn't be doing this. but – if you can come, come. Bring the kids. This is a family event. We need more family events. And we're going to go for a walk, which means they can't have their cell phone and be walking because they'll fall. So there you go. It's just an all-around wonderful day. Starting at what time again? I'm sorry.
8:30. Registration begins at 8:30.
And bring your dogs, and if your cat is well trained and will walk on a leash, bring the cat too. A lot of families do come with their pets. The pets have fun. They get to sniff joyously as they walk down the trail, the rail trail.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, this is for everyone, and you will leave
feeling better.
Being glad that you connected with others who share the mission.
Thank you both for coming on, folks. Please support this. Yami, Yami Rivera Diaz, your partner's behind you. Don't say anything. they're gazing out the window for looking for breakfast. Anyhow, well, thank you all for watching. And as I always say, and I mean this from my heart, God bless. And today, don't be pushing down on people. Lift up people. We're in this together. Make life easy. Kindness costs nothing. Oh, thank you. I said thank you to a play. I won't go where. I said thank you the other day, and a lady said, you know how long it's been since I've heard that? So there you go. That's kind of a sad way to end it, but you be the one to break the mold. As I said, thank you, ladies. And
thank you.
I don't want you to just frighten you, but you'll probably be seeing me on the 18th. I'll be the guy with the super sneakers on, if you can keep up with me. Oh, by the way, I have a cane too. But again, folks, God bless. And thank you. Thank you both for listening. And be well. See you next time. Thank you so much. Bye.